The How of Happiness, A Scientific Approach to Getting the Life You Want. By Sonia Lyubomirsky. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The How of Happiness, A Scientific Approach to Getting the Life You Want by Sonia Lyubomirsky is a book that explores how people can use science and research-based strategies to increase their happiness. The author explains that while some aspects of our lives are predetermined, such as genetics or life circumstances, we have more control over our happiness than we think. She outlines 12 scientifically proven strategies for increasing one's level of happiness, including cultivating gratitude, savoring positive experiences, committing acts of kindness, and practicing optimism. Lyubomirsky begins by discussing the concept of happiness set points, the idea that each person has an innate level of happiness which remains relatively stable throughout their lifetime. She then goes on to explain why it is important to strive for greater levels of happiness in spite of this set point. According to her research, striving for higher levels can lead to improved physical health and better relationships with others. The author then dives into her 12 strategies for increasing one's level of happiness. These include cultivating gratitude, savoring positive experiences, committing acts of kindness, practicing optimism, avoiding social comparison, developing coping skills, nurturing relationships with family and friends, engaging in meaningful activities like volunteering or hobbies, setting realistic goals and taking action towards them, learning forgiveness and acceptance toward oneself and others, finding purpose in life through spirituality or religion if desired, but not necessary, and finally creating balance between work/leisure time. Throughout the book, Lyubomirsky provides practical advice on how readers can implement these strategies into their daily lives, as well as stories from real people who have used them successfully. In addition, she offers tips on how readers can measure their progress so they know when they are making headway towards achieving greater levels of satisfaction with life. In conclusion, The How of Happiness provides an accessible guidebook full of useful information about how anyone can take steps towards improving their overall well-being using scientific evidence-based methods. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Cultivate gratitude. Expressing gratitude for the good things in life can increase happiness and well-being. Main idea number 2. Cultivate optimism. Believing that good things will happen in the future can help to increase happiness and reduce stress. Main idea number 3. Avoid overthinking and social comparison. Thinking too much about the past or comparing oneself to others can lead to unhappiness. Main idea number 4. Practice acts of kindness. Doing kind things for others can increase happiness and strengthen relationships. Main idea number 5. Nurture social relationships. Spending time with family and friends can increase happiness and reduce loneliness. Main idea number 6. Develop strategies for coping. Learning how to cope with difficult situations can help to increase happiness and reduce stress. Main idea number 7. Learn to forgive. Forgiving others can help to reduce anger and increase happiness. Main idea number 8. Increase flow experiences. Engaging in activities that are challenging and enjoyable can increase happiness and well-being. Main idea number 9. Savor life's joys. Taking time to appreciate the good things in life can increase happiness and reduce stress. Main idea number 10. Commit to your goals. Setting and working towards goals can increase happiness and reduce stress. Main idea number 11. Practice religion and spirituality. Participating in religious or spiritual activities can increase happiness and reduce stress. Main idea number 12. Take care of your body. Eating healthy, exercising, and getting enough sleep can increase happiness and reduce stress. Main idea number 13. Spend money on experiences. Spending money on experiences rather than material possessions can increase happiness and reduce stress. Main idea number 14. Spend time in nature. Spending time in nature can increase happiness and reduce stress. Main idea number 15. Pursue a life of meaning. Finding meaning and purpose in life can increase happiness and reduce stress. Main idea number 16. Practice mindfulness. Being mindful of the present moment can increase happiness and reduce stress. Main idea number 17. Practice positive thinking. Thinking positively about oneself and the world can increase happiness and reduce stress. Main idea number 18. Develop strategies for coping with stress. Learning how to cope with stress can help to increase happiness and reduce stress. Main idea number 19. Practice self-compassion. Being kind and understanding to oneself can increase happiness and reduce stress. Main idea number 20. Find humor. Laughing and finding humor in life can increase happiness and reduce stress. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Cultivating gratitude is an important part of living a happy and fulfilling life. Gratitude helps us to appreciate the good things in our lives, rather than focusing on what we don't have or what we wish was different. It can help us to be more mindful and present in the moment, as well as helping us to build stronger relationships with those around us. Expressing gratitude for the good things in life can increase happiness and well-being by making us feel more connected to others, increasing our sense of purpose, improving our physical health, reducing stress levels, and even boosting self-esteem. Practicing gratitude also encourages positive thinking, which can lead to greater optimism about the future. There are many ways that you can cultivate gratitude in your daily life, such as keeping a journal where you write down 3 things each day that you are grateful for, writing thank you notes, expressing appreciation for people who have helped you, taking time out of your day to reflect on all that is going right in your life, or simply being aware of all the small blessings throughout each day. Main idea number 2. Cultivating optimism is an important part of living a happy and fulfilling life. Optimism can help us to stay positive in the face of adversity, and it can also give us hope for the future. When we believe that good things will happen, we are more likely to take action towards achieving our goals. This helps us to create a better life for ourselves and those around us. Optimism has been linked with improved physical health as well as mental well-being. Studies have shown that optimists tend to live longer than pessimists, and they are less likely to suffer from depression or anxiety. Additionally, optimistic people often have higher levels of self-esteem, which allows them to be more successful in their personal relationships. In order to cultivate optimism, it is important to focus on the positives rather than dwelling on negative thoughts or events. It is also helpful to practice gratitude by taking time each day to appreciate what you have instead of focusing on what you don't have. Finally, setting realistic goals for yourself can help you stay motivated and focused on achieving your dreams. Main idea number 3. Avoiding overthinking and social comparison is an important part of achieving happiness. When we focus too much on the past, it can lead to rumination and regret, which can be detrimental to our mental health. Similarly, when we compare ourselves to others, it can lead us down a path of envy and dissatisfaction with our own lives. Both of these behaviors are counterproductive in terms of achieving happiness. The How of Happiness, a scientific approach to getting the life you want by Sonia Lyubomirsky, provides practical advice for avoiding overthinking and social comparison. She suggests that instead of dwelling on the past or comparing yourself to others, you should focus on what you have control over, your thoughts, feelings, behavior, and environment, and take actionable steps towards improving them. This will help you create positive change in your life rather than feeling stuck in negative patterns. Lyubomirsky also emphasizes the importance of cultivating gratitude as a way to combat negative thinking patterns such as rumination or envy. By focusing on what we are grateful for each day, even if it's something small like having a cup of coffee or taking a walk outside, we can shift our perspective away from unhelpful comparisons or regrets about the past. Main idea number 4. Practicing acts of kindness is a great way to increase happiness and strengthen relationships. It can be as simple as holding the door open for someone, or helping an elderly neighbor with their groceries. Even small gestures like these can make a big difference in how we feel about ourselves and our relationships with others. Studies have shown that people who practice random acts of kindness are more likely to experience greater levels of life satisfaction than those who don't. When we do something kind for another person, it releases endorphins in our brain which makes us feel good. This feeling is often referred to as helper's high because it gives us a sense of joy and accomplishment from doing something nice for someone else. Additionally, when we show kindness towards others, they are more likely to reciprocate this behavior, which further strengthens our relationship with them. Acts of kindness don't need to be grand gestures either. Even small things like smiling at strangers or offering compliments can go a long way in making someone's day brighter. Practicing random acts of kindness on a regular basis not only helps us build stronger connections with other people but also boosts our own self-esteem and overall well-being. Main idea number 5. Nurturing social relationships is an important part of living a happy and fulfilling life. Spending time with family and friends can increase happiness, reduce loneliness, and provide us with emotional support during difficult times. It also helps to build strong connections between people that can last for years or even decades. When we nurture our relationships, it's important to remember that quality matters more than quantity. We should strive to spend meaningful time with the people in our lives rather than just going through the motions. This could mean having deep conversations about topics that matter to both parties or engaging in activities together, such as playing sports or board games. It's also important to be mindful of how we interact with others. Being kind and considerate towards those around us will help foster positive relationships, while being rude or dismissive will only lead to tension and resentment. Finally, don't forget about yourself. Taking care of your own needs is essential for maintaining healthy relationships, so make sure you take some time out for yourself every now and then too. Main idea number 6. Developing strategies for coping with difficult situations is an important part of increasing happiness and reducing stress. One way to do this is to identify the sources of stress in your life, such as work or family issues, and then develop a plan for dealing with them. This could include setting realistic goals, breaking down tasks into manageable chunks, seeking support from friends or family members, and taking time out for yourself when needed. It can also be helpful to practice relaxation techniques such as deep breathing or mindfulness meditation. Another strategy for coping with difficult situations is to focus on what you can control rather than worrying about things that are outside of your control. This means accepting that some things are beyond our power and learning how to let go of those worries so we can focus on the present moment instead. Additionally, it's important to remember that no matter how bad a situation may seem at first glance, there are usually ways we can make it better by changing our perspective or taking action. Finally, developing positive thinking habits can help us cope more effectively with challenging circumstances. Instead of focusing on negative thoughts like, "I'm never going to get through this," try replacing them with more optimistic ones like, "I will find a way through this," or, "This too shall pass." Practicing gratitude and self-compassion can also help us stay focused on the good in our lives even during tough times. Main idea number 7. Learning to forgive can be a difficult process, but it is an important step in achieving happiness. Forgiveness helps us to let go of anger and resentment towards others, which can lead to increased feelings of peace and contentment. It also allows us to move on from past hurts and focus on the present moment. When we are able to forgive those who have wronged us, we free ourselves from negative emotions that can weigh heavily on our minds. Forgiving someone does not mean condoning their behavior or excusing them for what they did. Rather, it means accepting that the situation has happened and releasing any ill will you may feel towards them. This doesn't necessarily mean having a relationship with the person again. Instead, it involves letting go of your own hurt so that you can move forward without being weighed down by bitterness or regret. The process of forgiveness takes time and effort, but is ultimately worth it in terms of emotional well-being. If you find yourself struggling with forgiving someone else, try talking through your feelings with a trusted friend or family member who can provide support as well as perspective. You may also want to consider seeking professional help if needed. Main idea number 8. Increasing flow experiences is a great way to increase happiness and well-being. Flow experiences are activities that require focus, challenge, and enjoyment. When we engage in these types of activities, our minds become completely absorbed in the task at hand. This can lead to feelings of joy and satisfaction as we experience success or progress towards our goals. Flow experiences can be found in many different areas of life, such as work, hobbies, sports, art projects, or even conversations with friends. It's important to find an activity that you enjoy doing so that it doesn't feel like a chore, but rather something you look forward to engaging in each day. Additionally, it should also provide enough challenge for your skill set so that you don't get bored easily. When engaging in flow experiences regularly, it can help us stay motivated and energized throughout the day while also providing us with a sense of accomplishment when we reach our goals or complete tasks successfully. Furthermore, by focusing on one thing at a time without distractions from other sources such as technology or social media helps us stay present, which has been linked to increased levels of happiness. Main idea number 9. The idea of savoring life's joys is an important one for anyone looking to increase their happiness and reduce stress. By taking the time to appreciate the good things in life, we can create a more positive outlook on our lives and find greater satisfaction in our daily activities. This could include anything from spending quality time with family or friends, enjoying nature, or simply appreciating small moments of beauty throughout the day. Taking this approach allows us to focus on what brings us joy rather than dwelling on negative aspects of our lives. In her book The How of Happiness, A Scientific Approach to Getting the Life You Want, Sonia Lyubomirsky explains that by consciously focusing on positive experiences and emotions, we can cultivate a sense of contentment that will help us cope better with difficult times. She suggests making it a habit to take note of happy moments as they occur so that we can remember them later when feeling down or overwhelmed. Additionally, she encourages people to practice gratitude regularly by writing down 3 things each day for which they are thankful. By actively engaging in these practices and savoring life's joys whenever possible, we can make strides towards increasing our overall happiness while reducing stress levels at the same time. It may seem like a simple concept, but it has been proven effective through research conducted by Lyubomirsky and other experts in the field. Main idea number 10. Committing to your goals is an important part of achieving happiness. When you set a goal, it gives you something to work towards and provides motivation for taking action. Working towards these goals can help reduce stress by providing structure and purpose in life. It also helps build self-confidence as you accomplish each step along the way. The How of Happiness, A Scientific Approach to Getting the Life You Want by Sonia Lyubomirsky outlines how setting and working towards achievable goals can increase overall happiness. She suggests breaking down larger goals into smaller steps that are easier to manage, so that progress can be seen more quickly. This will help keep motivation high and make it easier to stay on track with your plan. Lyubomirsky also recommends tracking progress regularly, celebrating successes along the way, and adjusting plans when needed if things don't go according to plan. By committing yourself fully to your goals, you will be able to achieve greater levels of satisfaction in life. Main idea number 11. Practicing religion and spirituality can be a powerful way to increase happiness and reduce stress. Studies have shown that people who are religious or spiritual tend to report higher levels of life satisfaction, better mental health, and greater overall well-being than those who do not practice any form of faith. Additionally, engaging in activities such as prayer, meditation, attending services at a place of worship, or participating in other spiritual practices can help individuals cope with difficult situations by providing them with an outlet for their emotions. Furthermore, these activities often involve connecting with others in the community, which can lead to increased feelings of connectedness and belonging. Religion and spirituality also provide individuals with a sense of purpose, which is essential for leading meaningful lives. By having something larger than themselves to believe in or strive towards, it gives people direction when making decisions about how they should live their lives. This helps create structure within one's life, which leads to more positive outcomes such as improved self-esteem and reduced anxiety. Finally, practicing religion or spirituality allows individuals to take time out from the hustle and bustle of everyday life so that they can reflect on what truly matters most. It provides an opportunity for introspection where one can gain insight into their own values while also gaining perspective on the world around them. Main idea number 12. Taking care of your body is essential for achieving happiness. Eating healthy, exercising regularly, and getting enough sleep can help to reduce stress levels and increase overall well-being. Eating a balanced diet that includes plenty of fruits and vegetables will provide the nutrients needed to keep your body functioning optimally. Regular exercise helps to release endorphins, which can improve moods and reduce anxiety. Getting adequate restful sleep each night is also important for maintaining physical health as well as mental clarity. In her book The How of Happiness, A Scientific Approach to Getting the Life You Want, Sonia Lyubomirsky explains how taking care of our bodies can have a positive effect on our emotional state. She suggests that by making small changes in our daily habits, such as eating healthier foods, engaging in regular physical activity, and ensuring we get enough quality sleep each night, we can make significant improvements in our overall happiness levels. Main idea number 13. Spending money on experiences rather than material possessions can be a great way to increase happiness and reduce stress. Experiences provide us with memories that last a lifetime, while material possessions often become outdated or forgotten over time. When we invest in experiences, such as travel, concerts, classes, or outdoor activities, we are investing in ourselves and our relationships with others. We create lasting memories that bring joy for years to come. Experiences also give us something to look forward to and help break up the monotony of everyday life. They can provide an escape from our daily routines and allow us to explore new places or try new things. This helps keep life interesting and exciting, which can lead to increased levels of happiness. Finally, spending money on experiences instead of material possessions allows us to focus more on what really matters, connecting with people around us and creating meaningful moments together. These connections are invaluable when it comes to increasing overall well-being. Main idea number 14. Spending time in nature can be a powerful way to boost your happiness and reduce stress. According to research, spending time outdoors has been linked to improved mental health, increased creativity, better concentration, and even reduced symptoms of depression. Nature provides us with an opportunity to connect with something larger than ourselves, the beauty of the natural world, which can help us feel more connected and grounded. In addition to its calming effects on our minds, being in nature also offers physical benefits. Studies have shown that exposure to green spaces can improve cardiovascular health by reducing blood pressure levels and improving overall heart rate variability. Spending time outside is also associated with higher levels of vitamin D production, which helps strengthen bones and muscles. Whether it's taking a walk through the park or going for a hike in the woods, make sure you take some time each day or week to get out into nature. You may find that it not only reduces stress but increases your overall sense of well-being. Main idea number 15. Pursuing a life of meaning is an important part of living a happy and fulfilling life. It involves finding purpose in our lives, which can come from many different sources such as family, work, hobbies, or even volunteering. Having a sense of purpose gives us direction and motivation to strive for something greater than ourselves. It also helps us to stay focused on the things that matter most in our lives. Finding meaning and purpose can help reduce stress by providing structure and focus to our daily activities. When we have clear goals that are meaningful to us, it becomes easier to prioritize tasks and make decisions about how best to use our time. Additionally, having a sense of purpose can give us hope when times are tough, because it reminds us that there is something bigger than ourselves out there worth striving for. Living with intentionality allows us to create more meaningful experiences in our lives. We become more mindful of the present moment instead of worrying about what might happen next or dwelling on past mistakes. This helps increase happiness because we're able to appreciate each moment for what it is rather than wishing things were different. Ultimately, pursuing a life of meaning requires self-reflection and dedication but can be incredibly rewarding if done correctly. By taking the time to identify what matters most in your life and setting goals accordingly, you will be well on your way towards creating an existence full of joy and fulfillment. Main idea number 16. Practicing mindfulness is a great way to increase happiness and reduce stress. Mindfulness involves being aware of the present moment, without judgment or attachment. It can help us become more aware of our thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations in order to gain insight into our lives. By focusing on the present moment, we can learn to accept ourselves and our experiences with greater clarity. Mindfulness also helps us recognize when we are engaging in negative thought patterns that lead to unhappiness or stress. We can then choose to shift our focus away from these unhelpful thoughts and instead direct it towards something positive or calming. This allows us to take control of how we respond to difficult situations rather than letting them overwhelm us. Finally, practicing mindfulness regularly has been shown to improve overall well-being by reducing anxiety levels, improving sleep quality, increasing self-compassion and empathy for others, as well as enhancing creativity and productivity. Main idea number 17. Practicing positive thinking is a powerful tool for improving one's overall happiness and well-being. Positive thinking involves focusing on the good in oneself, others, and the world around us. It means looking at life with an optimistic attitude and believing that things will work out for the best. This type of thinking can help to reduce stress levels by allowing people to focus on what they have rather than what they lack or don't have control over. Positive thinking also helps to increase motivation and productivity as it encourages individuals to take action towards achieving their goals. When faced with challenges, positive thinkers are more likely to look for solutions instead of dwelling on problems or giving up altogether. Additionally, having a positive outlook can lead to better relationships as it allows people to be more open-minded and accepting of others. In order to practice positive thinking effectively, it is important to recognize negative thoughts when they arise and replace them with more constructive ones. This may involve reframing situations in a more optimistic light or finding something good about even difficult circumstances. Practicing gratitude can also be helpful in cultivating a mindset of positivity by reminding ourselves of all we have been blessed with. Main idea number 18. Developing strategies for coping with stress is an important part of living a happy and healthy life. Stress can have a negative impact on our physical, mental, and emotional health if it is not managed properly. Fortunately, there are many ways to cope with stress that can help us to reduce its effects and increase our overall happiness. One way to cope with stress is through relaxation techniques such as deep breathing or progressive muscle relaxation. These techniques involve focusing on your breath or tensing and relaxing different muscles in the body in order to relax the mind and body. Other methods include mindfulness meditation, yoga, tai chi, journaling, listening to music, or taking a walk outdoors. It's also important to practice self-care by getting enough sleep each night, at least 7 to 8 hours, eating nutritious meals throughout the day, exercising regularly, even just 20 minutes per day, spending time with friends/family/loved ones who make you feel good about yourself, engaging in activities that bring joy into your life, such as hobbies or volunteering, and setting realistic goals for yourself. Finally, it's essential to recognize when you need help from others. Talking openly about how you are feeling can be beneficial both emotionally and mentally. Seeking professional help from a therapist or counselor may also be necessary depending on the severity of your symptoms. Main idea number 19. Practicing self-compassion is an important part of living a happy and fulfilling life. Self-compassion involves being kind and understanding to oneself, even in the face of difficult or challenging situations. It means recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, has flaws, and experiences setbacks from time to time. Rather than beating yourself up for these things, self-compassion encourages you to be gentle with yourself and accept your imperfections. Research suggests that practicing self-compassion can have numerous benefits, including increased happiness, improved psychological well-being, reduced stress levels, greater resilience in the face of adversity, better relationships with others, more motivation to achieve goals, and higher levels of success. Self-compassion also helps us become aware of our own needs so we can take care of ourselves better. When we are compassionate towards ourselves, it allows us to recognize when we need help or support from others, which can lead to healthier relationships overall. Main idea number 20. Finding humor in life can be a great way to increase happiness and reduce stress. Humor is an important part of our lives, as it helps us to cope with difficult situations and find joy in the little things. It also allows us to connect with others on a deeper level, creating meaningful relationships that can last for years. When we laugh together, we create bonds that are stronger than any other type of connection. Humor has been proven to have many positive effects on our mental health. Studies have shown that laughter releases endorphins, which help us feel happier and more relaxed. Additionally, laughing at ourselves or finding humor in everyday situations can help us gain perspective on life's challenges and put them into perspective. In her book The How of Happiness, A Scientific Approach to Getting the Life You Want, Sonia Lyubomirsky explains how cultivating an attitude of gratitude and finding humor in life can lead to greater levels of happiness over time. She suggests taking time each day to appreciate what you have rather than focusing on what you don't have. This will help you stay focused on the positives instead of dwelling on the negatives. By making an effort to find humor in your daily life, you may be able to reduce stress levels while increasing your overall sense of well-being. Whether it's watching funny movies or sharing jokes with friends, there are plenty of ways for everyone to get their daily dose of laughter. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.